out of a conversation he was having, or maybe you hear him clacking away and then he hisses his teeth, and it's like, it's so innate to, especially to Caribbean culture, and I'm sure to the African 100%. Culture as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because, it's one of those things I feel like just made it across the Middle Passage, like intact, and just did not, like, the meaning is the same, the sound is the same.
The word that we use to describe it is different, but we understand universally that it means disgust, it means how dare this person.
Yes, complete annoyance so and irritation and all of the above. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
You know, and those are things that in another environment, people just, it just doesn't resonate in the same way. Like, I remember going to watch the new Spider-Man movie that just came out, and I felt very, I didn't feel like it had that much weight. Like, it had so much hype around it that I said, okay, I'm going to, like, I have my two vaccines, I'm going to go, this is the first time in 2 years, I'm going to go into the cinema, I'm going to experience it, you know, with the full cinema. And there was so much I wanted to suck my teeth at, but I was like, ain't nobody in this theater going to understand what that means. Like, they might just tell me to shut up or something like that. So I said, no. But I was really like, I don't really like this movie. And I didn't feel comfortable to just be because it was too, the movie wasn't all that it cracked up to be for me. It was just a lot of fan service and Zendaya for me was the highlight of that movie, and I'm like, okay, you need to make a Zendaya based Marvel movie where she gets superpowers or she's like the leader, because the rest of it I'm just like, meh. Yeah, okay. It's okay. Yeah, but I one of the things I always love experiencing is when I'm among other cultural minorities, be they black from other countries, and like learning their lingo and their mannerisms. Yes, we have similarities, but there's always differences that you can explore. And so that's something that I really love to pick up on as well. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to our guest this evening, Warona Swetsuhayelo, who is currently the co-coordinator of the Artist Mentorship Program at Black Theater Workshop. She's also a storyteller, mother, activist. She has acted in television, in theater across Canada, and she's also done work on multiple video games, including Assassin's Creed Origins, The District, John Clancy's Ghost Recon, and most recently Far Cry 6. We do have to take a quick break and come back to you, pay some bills, play some music. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm from the city that barely holler back, only holler at you just to find out, Tasha, when you coming back. Don't forget us little people, then those people disappear. When I swear they recognize me, they stay looking at me weird. Out of sight, out of mind, took a flight just in time. Save me from this Columbine, they be shooting dagger eyes. And if only all those people knew, I only want to share with you. Castle in the sky, give you the map and share the chair with you. Can't we get along? I look up in the clouds, I see blessings coming down, but I can barely share the vision, I'm the only one around. Then off my alarm goes, caravan that weekend, just bumping in my headphones. One woman show, stomping, coming down the road. I've been marching on my own, that's just how the story goes. They can't seem to hear the drums, guess they got their ears closed. Will they ever wake up? Heaven knows, gotta go.
Good morning, is that sunshine in the rain? New day dawning, somehow everything's the same. Sun keeps rising in the east, everybody can't release. Now watch it on.
Where you from?
Your city that always sleeps.
Good morning, Montreal.
The city that always sleeps.
I write black Leonard Cohen. I'm flowing, I'm blowing up. I remember throwing shows and when no one was showing up. And as I step up out the city, everybody wanna see him. Cause I'm killing them like the police. See you off the axis. Chop Sayonara and Alfiedersen. You push a couple keys, my dude. I'm Oscar Peterson. Leaders in the field without bringing the heaters. And heathen, they be breathing the head and it's only.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back once again, one more time for this evening. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest for this evening is the co-coordinator of the Artist Mentorship Program at Black Theater Workshop, Warona Setsuaelo. Warona, thank you so much. It's been an awesome, awesome conversation thus far.
Yeah, thank you. This is fun.
The Artist Mentorship Program, I feel, as someone who went through the program, is very, very important, not only for young theater artists, but mid professional. I'm not even sure midway through their career, because I got into it, I was more of a spoken word artist. I did come from Canada, from Jamaica, in 2000 as an actor. Came to Black Theater Workshop. Gave my CV and headshot, but didn't really know what else to do. I didn't have the mindset of like coming and volunteering. I've been sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, what was I doing when class was done at Dawson? Like, why wasn't, because BTW was just down the street from
right
Dawson.
There.
It was on St. Catherine Street. So why the hell wasn't I at BTW like every evening after school harassing them?
Right.
But I was happy that I did get into the program when I got into the program, and I'm happy that, you know, people coming out of school are able to get into that program, because there's so much that they don't teach you in school. They teach you how to act, but they don't teach you how to hustle and how to get those jobs. They might give you an audition class, but they don't tell you that you might have to audition 153 times, and it's that 153rd time that you're going to get the gigs.
Yeah.
And the AMP program, one of the things that I took away from it when I first came in, you sat me down and you were like, listen, Kim, you can't be picking choosy with what you want to do and what you don't want to do. You got to just jump right into it. 2 feet, two hands, everything, head first, because it's not an easy road, as the song says, you know?
Yeah.
So I want you to tell us a little bit more about the AMP program, because it's a part of what you've been doing for the past 6-7 years, actually more than that, because before you were the coordinator, there were at least 2 years where you were there as a mentor. So tell us a little bit more about the AMP program. What is it that they actually offer?
The program was created, like you said, because most theater programs, unfortunately, you know, don't really do a thorough job of teaching people the realities of the business. And because our business is not straightforward, like a lot of other businesses, where it's sort of like you graduate with a degree, and then sometimes there's like some kind of exam, like an MCAT, or I don't know those things, so I might be wrong.
You might get an entry-level position, and then
you know that these are the places to go for entry. Like, you know where the sort of like job fairs are? You know, I'll put my stuff on LinkedIn. You know, there's like just a little bit more of a path. I'm not saying that it's a simple path. I'm not saying that, you know, it's just all cherries and cakes for other people. But with ours, there is no path. You know, there's like no LinkedIn. There's no, there just isn't those things.
Right.
And so it can feel a little bit like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a maze, you know? It can feel a little bit like, you know, you think you're getting somewhere and then you just all of a sudden hit a wall and you're like, hold on, wait, I thought this was going somewhere. Now where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
And so just to have a place, and of course, if it's already going to be a little bit complicated to get into this business, then it's going to be even more complicated for marginalized people. You know, it's just going to be more complicated for us. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted to create a place where people could, you know, learn more from mentors that have been doing this for longer, and also just have candid conversations. You know, yes, we do workshops as well, but for me, most of it is about really trying to teach people how to have a career in artistry and really understand how to, you know, like keep, do it long term, you know what I mean? And how to keep themselves engaged in it and how to create things for themselves and really how to run their business. Because that's the other thing is we end up being like our own business managers, but most of us have never gone to business school. So, you know, so just trying to give people tools, and networking is huge in our business. It's huge. Like you talk about, it's all about who you know. I'm not even going to lie. It really is. And that's not a nepotism thing. That's just more of a, if somebody doesn't know who you are, they literally cannot hire you. Like, if they just don't know you exist, they actually just can't hire you. So when I say knowing people, it's not about being buddy-buddy with somebody. It's just about them actually knowing you exist and knowing what kind of work you do so that they can know when they're hiring that, oh, that person, you know what I mean? I can hire this person. And there are a lot of, you know, so we really try to sort of build that stage for people in order to spotlight them, because that can be tough. There's sometimes you're working and you're doing stuff and still somehow you don't, you're not seeming to pierce through to those professional people who you want to know that you're doing the thing, even though you are. You're like, I'm volunteering my heart out over here, or I'm working on these shows for little to no money over here, you know, I'm doing all this work, but I don't seem to get noticed yet. That's part of what our program can do. But mentorship goes from all kinds of different levels, you know, like we choose people for different reasons of mentorship. For some people, like you said, some people are like right fresh graduated from school, so like really at the beginning of their career. We've had people like you or other people that have sort of like started in a different discipline of artistry and sort of want to expand or switch to something in the theater specific, you know. And so it can be that kind of thing, or even, you know, some people that have been within theater but doing one, you know, like you've been a writer all this time and then you're like, I want to do more directing, and so somebody might, you know, do something like that and apply for the program in that way. But really what we're just trying to do, because we don't just accept actors, writers, directors, stage management, production people, you know, designers, all the theater disciplines. So it's really just to give people a bit of a leg up in making that connection to the professional world, giving them more understanding about how to create a career, like an ongoing career, dispelling some of the myths about what it means to be a professional theater artist and how you really can rock in that, in this world. We really just want to like support people who we can see are already doing a lot of work to support themselves, because it's a tricky business.
It's a very tricky business.
I can't say that enough.
But what I really enjoy about theater is that while it is a tricky business to be in, it's not impossible, and there's so many different things you can do within theater. I mean, for the most part, a lot of people want that, you know, the starlight job of being an actor. But I mean, there's so much that goes into it. There's the set, there's the sound, there's the lighting, there's stage management, there's directing, the list just goes on and on and on. And then now we haven't even begun to talk about the people who are putting on the play, so the Black Theater Workshop companies that are putting
like
on
the producers.
Exactly. 100%.
And the other thing is that, you know, I don't want to discourage people either, because the business might be tricky, but it's not the people in the business making it tricky. It's because when you're talking about this particular kind of work in the world we live in now, it just makes it a little bit more complicated. But the people in the business actually really want more people in business. Like, you really want more talented people around us. We really just want more people who want to do what we want to do, you know? Like, so I don't want to discourage people, because I don't want them to feel like we're trying to keep people out. It really isn't. And that's part of the reason why AMP even exists, is because we're trying to carve a far more sort of singular, solid path, so that all the complicated stuff you can deal with in this one space with us, and we can really like help you get through it. And we don't have all the answers, but at least being able to talk through something with somebody or watch people work and be able to see, because one of my favorite things, or what I like people to sort of, how I encourage my ensemble members to work when they're part of the AMP program, is to listen to you know, ask the same question of different mentors mm-hmm. and hear the different answers. And some of them, sometimes you'll hear the exact same thing from everybody. Usually you'll hear like a varying degrees of different things. Sometimes you'll hear opposing things yeah. because different things work for different people.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's about like listening to all the different people and then figuring out what works best for you, because nobody knows you better than you, right?
Exactly.
So it's not just about telling people how to do their careers, because they're really, again, part of the reason that what makes it complex is that there's no one way of doing it.
Exactly.
So we just try to sort of expand people's minds, because even when people, like you said, you know, a lot of people come into our business because, you know, it's just like spotlight. And that goes for, yes, you see it a lot with actors, don't get me wrong, but you see directors like that as well. You see writers like that as well. They just mm-hmm. want like fame and the fortune that they feel is going to come with it, or just the accolades and the attention. And like, it's just not the business for that. Like, if you come in with that kind of attitude, you're screwing yourself at the end of the day, just only because it's a lot of hard work. So, you know, it's a lot of hard, unglamorous work. And so yeah. if you're not willing to do all of that kind of work, then all that stuff that you want at the end of it is going to be, you know, it's not, you're really not going to be able to get there. So to be able to really support people who really have a love for this business and mm-hmm. a love for storytelling and really want to be involved, it's really great.
Yeah. And the AMP program, could you tell us a little bit more? Because when we were talking during the break, you said that you've kind of restructured the way that you're doing AMP. Before, it was very much Montreal based. You would have to be living in Montreal in order to be participate in it.
Yeah.
Now you guys have made it national, and before it was very much diverse in terms of the people that could apply and were accepted to the program. The priority was always placed on minority folks from a variety of backgrounds. But now you're saying you're going with a all blackity black, 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 black,
right, cast. Right.
So tell us a little bit more about that and how you got to that.
In terms of having an exclusively black group, that's been a goal of mine from the very beginning. Like I said, you know, there's been a lot of research that proves that, you know, exclusivity, it really helps with the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a goal for a very long time. And, you know, like I have no problem with the fact that we were supporting diverse group of people, always prioritize black people and then other marginalized people under that. And I think we really gave a great home to a lot of people. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done. But this year, because of especially the last couple of years and everything that's been going on and the conversations that are happening in the theater right now, we thought this was the year to really claim it. And also because, like you said, we're going national. Mm-hmm. And where that came from was the pandemic, really, if I'm to be honest, because that wasn't really necessarily a goal. Like, we definitely wanted to be recognized nationally, and we wanted to have a national pool for our VIP guests and our mentors and all of that kind of thing, and our connections to the people in our mentorship program. But I never really considered taking the program national. But when the pandemic happened, we were a few weeks away from starting rehearsal for our showcase, our 2020 showcase.
Right.
And so we immediately started to make plans, Mariah, Inger, and myself, to take the showcase online, you know? And this was mm-hmm. like back in the beginning when like nobody was doing nothing. So it was like right. quite intimidating, but we managed to do it and we managed to pull it off. And then when we, you know, once we realized we were going to be presenting online and we kind of solidified how we were going to do it, we thought, well, this means that we can really invite people from all over Canada to watch the show, right?
Exactly.
So we sent out invitations to theater professionals from the whole country, and, you know, people replied, and we had some pretty amazing people, like Janet Sears, who's an amazing writer and director, Donna Michelle St. Bernard, again, amazing writer and director, nationally award-winning, critically acclaimed. Nina Lee Aquino, who's like the new artistic director of the National Arts Center. Like, we had like, you know, Philip Aiken, like these huge names in theater.
That were not Montreal-based.
that were not Montreal based, because we did already have like a really good, healthy Montreal audience mm-hmm. of all the important people here. And so that really made us go. And we also, because we used to have like a wine and cheese event, like a second set after, you know, our showcase. And so to have this networking event with the VIPs, with our ensemble, and we were missing out on that because of COVID. Right. So what we did is we arranged these one-on-one meetings online. We got every ensemble member to like choose, you know, five people that they want to meet from Canada, you know, in theater or where film, television, we could get a hold of them. We chose three out of those people and set them up with these one-on-one meetings so that they could like get connection with people around. And it really just inspired this thought of, oh, this national thing, because we got a lot of feedback from the national artists and they were really, really chuffed that they could be there and get to see the group and have this connection, you know. So that was like, oh yeah, like we should keep doing this. So the next year, which was last year, it was still Montreal based, but there were a couple of people that had applied, like from Ottawa, you know, and we were still planning on doing our showcase live. And so we, you know, when we talked to those people, and it ended up just being one person who we accepted into the program, mm-hmm. but, you know, she was very gung-ho about having to, you know, drive into Montreal for the showcase and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then we had like people that were like, yeah, in another city, and it really made us. And then with Black Theatre Workshop being awarded this co-curation with the National Arts Center, BTW is co-curating the season, this year's season with mm-hmm. NAC. We thought, well, if we're tied together with the National Arts Center and we're getting to do our showcase there, then it really only makes sense. And it really would be an amazing thing if we could go national. Mm-hmm. And then of course it tied perfectly with really starting an exclusively Black group. Cause at the end of the day here in Montreal, at this point, people really know us quite well. Yeah. And like, you know, a lot of Black people have gone through our program, which is exactly the point. Yes. But also there's just not a lot of people left to apply to the program. So, So, you know, we wanted to really open it up. And it's been amazing meeting all these artists. We just through the interviews, just through reading applications and then through the interviews and the audition process and meeting all these new artists from all over Canada. And then, you know, now we have this amazing group of artists, and we're going to be announcing them for Black History Month. So please just check out the BTW website or our social medias, because we'll be announcing the group. We have such a dynamic group from all over. We have like BC, we have Saskatchewan, we have Nova Scotia, we got, you know, Ontario, of course, we got Quebec represent, you know, like, so it's just, to have all those people and to have them be able to meet each other mm-hmm. and get to know each other and basically form this like ensemble, this national Black ensemble. It's really inspirational. And yeah, so we're really excited and seeing where that goes in terms of, you know, our mentor base and our guest artist base and just going super national with everything, you know. Yeah. It's been quite exciting. And like, it's our first year, so we're piecing our way through it. But that's the, you know, I guess that's kind of what I was talking about in the beginning about with these like, quote unquote, whatever you want to call them, silver linings out of the pandemic. Because mm-hmm. really, mm-hmm. it's really changed our program in a way that is quite amazing because of the reach and the accessibility. Yeah. You know?
That's awesome. We are almost at the end of the show this evening. Could you tell folks if folks want to apply or folks want to find out more about Black Theatre Workshop? Could you tell them where to find BTW?
Yeah. Check out our website, theaterbtw.ca, and you know, there's a drop down menu for the artist mentorship program stuff. I would look at it. Check it out and just see. There's an application form that should be there. There's a video that just gives you more information. There's two different videos giving you more information about the program. Our email addresses are there. It's amp@theaterbtw.ca. You can email us. We haven't chosen a specific date for applications beginning, but it will be around the spring. So if you start just looking on the website around now and just keep going, you'll definitely run into it if it isn't there already. So yeah, like we just want to know about who you are. You know, we just want a letter of intent telling us who you are, why you want to be in the program, why our program specifically. And, you know, your CV, your a headshot or just a good picture of your face. It doesn't have to be a professional shot or anything like that. And we, like I said, we cater to all different theater disciplines. So I don't want people to get stuck on the like acting. I also don't want people to get stuck on the idea that you have to have a theater degree or have gone to school. That is not true. We really believe in accessibility. So we really encourage people who have not gone to theater school to apply for the program. We do want people who've already decided this is what they want to do for real, like mm-hmm. this is how they actually want to pursue their life, because we're pretty serious in the program about that stuff. And so we don't want to waste your time. We don't want our time wasted. And we don't have an age limit. You know, we do cater to emerging artists, emerging theater artists, or emerging in your discipline, but we don't put an age limit to emerging the way some programs can, because again, we understand what that means. And especially for us Black people, you know, there are a lot of people who grew up in cultures or families that didn't even believe that this was something they could do, and they only really came to the realization that, no, I can pursue this, when they were like much older, like grown, you know.
Yeah.
And that's super valid. We've seen brilliant artists come from that. So I just want to make sure people understand how open that is.
Yes. Thank you so much, Waruna, for taking the time to speak with us this evening about this. I've had a lot of fun reconnecting with you and learning more about your story. Just in case.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And like anytime you guys have something, so long as I'm here, you know, you can call me and let me know what's going on.
That's awesome.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, I don't know where you've been all night, but you're going to have to listen back to the archives at 8:31. That's up on our website on www.ckut.ca/archives, because we were speaking to Waruna Setuaelo, who is presently the co-coordinator of the Artist Mentorship Program at Black Theater Workshop. If you want to find out more information about Black Theater Workshop, just go to the website www.theaterbtw.ca, and also you can go on social media at theaterbtw and you'll find everything there as well. That brings us to the close of our evening. We are here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. We talk to people about what they're doing, we listen to music and more. Come back next week, listen to us, or go and listen to our old shows. You have been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome to Paris. Welcome to Paris. Time to get live up in this soul live. Hands up, ready for the live business. It's time to bring the noise. Ici c'est Paris. Bring the noise. Ici c'est Paris. Welcome to Paris. Time to get live up in this soul live. Hands up. Ready for the live business. It's time to bring the noise. Yeah. Ici c'est Paris. Bring the noise. Ici c'est Paris. You a baby next to a grizzly. I bought you a cuff fitted. Put your ego to the side or get dragged in the mud with it. What we here for, dancing? We here to make some noise. Yeah, we here to make some noise. Yeah, we came to make some noise. The hype got me crazy. Hype. You might get crippled. Usually double on the pump, pump. But it might get tripled. I'm talking buck, buck, buck. With the groove rocker, total package, peep the placement, and how I groove proper. You don't believe in my power? Well, I'm a soon knocker. I'm one of the sickest, bring me a new doctor. Some of you do skaka, claim that you a beast, but we don't get your language. So I guess I'ma call you Chewbacca. Boom, shaka lock it loaded. You know what's the slogan? Goons rock and rollin' with the scope. Yeah, got us going soon. On the target, trigger happy. Yeah, I gotta fold them through. Gotta keep on trucking.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't not apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Hi, everybody, listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro.
Dacă pleci, ușa nu o mai închide. Sper să treci, poate mâine pe aici. Te petrec și mă uit la tine, parcă pierd ceva din mine. Zău, îmi e greu. Poate dacă ploaia s-ar opri să mai cadă la
Se spune că femeia e slabă. E slabă atunci când nimeni nu poate să vadă că e uneori fără putere, nu, nu. Cum poate să fie slabă dacă poate să fie mamă? Dar zile diferite vin și atunci devenim o nasilă. Și munții atât de crei se țin, se țin ușor pe umerii tăi slabi. Pe umerii te slabi ne crește dragostea, bate inima mea. Pe umerii te slabi trădări vechi amici noi. E și soare, somn și flori. Și eu îndrăgostit mă simt atât de acasă uneori. Ți-ai împărțit iubire, iubire, după cum ai putut. Te-ai dăruit, te-ai dăruit atât de mult. Și niciodată n-ai cerut nimic în schimbul liniștei calme a dragostei ce-o simt acum. Dar zile diferite vin și atunci devenim o nasilă. Și munții atât de crei se țin, se țin ușor pe umerii tăi slabi. Pe umerii tăi slabi ne crește dragostea, bate inima mea. Pe umerii te slab trădări vechi amici noi. E și soare, sunt și flori. Și eu îndrăgostit mă simt atât de acasă uneori. Pe umerii te slab, pe umerii te slab. Sus, jos, scări, stres, caz, iar încet te prefaci că nu simți valuri ce distrug, goluri ce orbesc uneori. Dar tu simți cum pe umerii te slabi ne crește dragostea, bate inima mea. E și soare, sunt și flori. Și eu îndrăgostit mă simt atât de acasă uneori. Pe umerii te slab, pe umerii te slab. Ce
mulțumesc, iubită mamă. Steaua mea din zori de zi. Fără tine mi-este teamă că planeta s-a răcit. Pentru tine
Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marcaro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.
În capul meu atunci te-am luat de soață ca să nu mai plângi. N-aveai nici zestre cum era firesc. Cu toate astea te iubesc, femeie. Era bine totuși dacă aduceai și tu ceva. M-ai pus să scânt spre seară sub balcon, să învăț balade la acordeon. Vecinii tăi mă înjurau recesc, cu toate astea te iubesc, femeie. Puteam să-l zic și eu câteva, o vreau așa cum este ea. Sunt norocos că e a mea.
Te umfla în pene, că n-am zis eu. Așa e textul.
Ai vrea să avem vreo 4-5 copii, cu ce o să-i creștem numai tu o știi. Mă pui la treabă până obosesc, cu toate astea te iubesc, femeie.
Ce vrei? Am și eu timingul meu.
Tu vrei să prindem nunta de argint, pe mine mă ia spaima, nu te mint. Un sfert de secol o să nebunesc, cu toate astea te iubesc, femeie. Doamne, 25 de ani, o vreau așa cum este ea. Sunt norocos că e a mea.
Ți-am spus, nu te mai afla în pene. Așa e cântecul.
Se întâmplă să-mi fie rău, ești lângă mine cu tot sufletul tău. Îmi dai curaj, mă ajut să reușesc, și uite de asta te iubesc, femeie.
Să-mi iei tot ce-am mai scump pe lume,
să-mi iei zilele, nopțile sau anii de vrei. Să mă lași singur într-un loc anume, de unde să nu pot vreodată să mă întorc la-i mei. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Pot să mă faci una cu pământul, să mă calci în picioare de o mie de ori, să mă sfârși cu dinții și apoi să chem vântul, să-mi împrăștie trupul într-o mie de zări. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Fiindcă atunci am să mă răbitor, să mă lași să flutez pe un val în marea moarte, sau din cer cu ploaia încet să mă cobor. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Fiindcă atunci am să mă cea mai scump pe lume. Pot să-mi iei zilele, nopțile sau anii de vrei. Pot să mă lași singur într-un loc anume, de unde să nu pot vreodată să mă întorc la-i mei. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Dar să nu-mi iei niciodată dragostea. Fiindcă atunci am să mă
V-am găsit la o nouă întrunire a Asociației Căsătoriților Anonimi. Avem în mijlocul nostru, în premieră, câțiva observatori și un câine. Studiile arată că persoanele sexy au, culmea, cele mai mari probleme în cuplu, așa încât propun să ia cuvântul cel mai sexy dintre noi.
Sau a nu fi, credeam că aceasta e întrebarea. Însă tu mi-ai demonstrat cât de gravă era eroarea. Chiar în ziua în care ți-am declarat că te iubesc non-stop, necondiționat, chiar în ziua aia m-ai întrebat:
de ce mă iubești?
Și eu m-am blocat, stăteam și tăceam, iubito. Mi-era frică să răspund, pentru că știam că trebuie să fie un răspuns cât se poate de profund. Și cum stăteam și tăceam așa, te-am auzit zicând:
aha, deci trebuie să te gândești de ce mă iubești?
Și eu am zis: nu, 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 iubita mea, ascultă-mă, ascultă-mă, te iubesc pentru că ești iubit.
și ți-am mai zis. Probabil că nu răspuns profund, însă mărturisesc că ești atât de iubibil încât n-am încotro, trebuie să te iubesc. Și tu ai zis,
da, explicația nu era, dar să știi că mă așteptam la mai mult, la mult mai mult. Din partea ta mă așteptam să spui că sunt adorabilă, adorabilă. Ce greșesc?
Și am zis, iubitor, eu te ador doar când taci, în rest te iubesc.
Cum?
Eu te ador doar când taci. Ești iubibil.
Time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here's my favorite washboard player, Washboard Sam, playing his number, Red River Dam Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I've been rolling.
Mama, you are welcome home. Lord, I miss you so much ever since you've been gone. Beat out one, boy.